Welcome to China Horse Business, the one and only podcast focusing on the booming Chinese equine market, bringing to you by two experts of Chinese equine industry, Zoe King and Wen Li, from Shanghai and Beijing, introducing China to the world.
Morning, Zoe. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, good. As official commentator of Yulong Jockey Club, I attended a three-day event in Yulong last weekend.
Cool. I know the program was the annual meeting China Horse Owners Alliance on September 1st, followed by the Yulong Autumn Auction and ended by a racing meeting on the 3rd of September. Please bring us more insights in today's China news.
For sure. This year, 146 horses were present on the auction catalogue, including some of the thoroughbred imported from the island this year by Yulong. You can search for Season 2, Episode 37, and listen for more information about this importation of the year. Moreover, you can also listen to Season 2, Episode 5, to review the last year's event.
And the prize money for the big racing day is hitting the peak of the year, with a total amount of 4.8 million RMB for five races, among which the China Horse Owner Alliance Breeders' Cup is the most important race with 2 million RMB allocated prize money. Mr. Zhang Yuesheng, the president of Yulong Jockey Club and China Horse Owner Alliance, announced that the prize money for Breeders' Cup will be raised to 3 million RMB next year in order to encourage the breeding of Chinese local breed horses.
On the other hand, imported thoroughbreds are still taking the spotlight despite the difficulty of importation and the current COVID situation. It is notable that two races were respectively reserved to 2-year-old and 3-year-old Arab thoroughbred with 600k RMB prize money for each. It makes perfect sense taking consideration the fact that 76 thoroughbreds were imported from Ireland earlier this year.
Despite the regular races taking place in Yulong, these races are not endorsed and recognized by the National Federation in charge of racing affairs, Chinese Equestrian Association, aka CEA. When we look at the racing calendar of CEA, it is almost blank for the past 2 years, except for a final in Wuhan every year.
But an official institution was founded in 2020 by CEA, aiming to boost the racing in China. Let's get to know the racing committee of CEA in today's China Club section.
This committee was founded on the 20th of November 2020 in Chonghua Racecourse, which is financed and built by the Hong Kong Jockey Club. You can go back and find more information about Chonghua Racecourse in Season 1, Episode 12 of our podcast.
Mr. Zhang Xiaoning, president of CEA, was appointed as a director of the committee. Two high-level directors from Hong Kong Jockey Club, Andrew Harding and Richard Chen, were appointed as consultants. The latter has left Hong Kong Jockey Club earlier this year and the committee. The general deputy director was Mr. Chen Jiuqing, who is also the business director of CEA.
What's interesting to take note is the nomination of three deputy directors. They are Lang Ling, Zhang Yuesheng, and Jackie Wu, respectively owners of Rider Group, Yulong Jockey Club, and Wuhan Jockey Club. This nomination reaffirmed the tripartite coexistence at that time.
After 2 years existence, the committee organized one race day in Wuhan in April 2021 and makes no practical progress for Chinese racing industry, mostly due to the COVID situation. But the good news is the committee held two race days on the 27th and 28th of August in Huhat. The total prize money was set for 600k RMB for six races.
We hope these races and continuous races in Yulong will accelerate the future growth of Chinese racing market.
And don't forget the long-expected comeback of Wuhan races and several races in the Mongolia and Xinjiang area.
Right. As the old saying in Chinese, a single spark can start a huge blaze.
And speaking of single spark racing, do you know who's the first female jockey in the history of Hong Kong Jockey Club?
Of course, it's Sherry Kong. She is a good friend of mine. I spoke to her recently. Let's listen to her amazing racing story in today's China Story section. Hello, Sherry. Yeah. How are you?
Hello, Zoe. Very good. And you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Sherry, everyone knows you are the first female jockey in the history of Hong Kong Jockey Club.
why this is important to you and how it changed you. What's the story?
Okay, I think it's important to me that to be the first one. That's why I'm in history. Actually, to become the first one is not what when I was a kid at that time. I was only 16 years old. I was happened the day when it happened to me. I become a first female jockey. First step, put my feet on the race course is amazing. First, you need to be 18 years old to go to race course.
Yeah.
And I'm just 17. So it's the feeling like, oh, the racing world is when I was kid, the image for my head is always only you can see the man there. Mm-hmm. It is really the man world. But actually the start at my time, it was starting to have the first groom, the mafu, first riding girl, and the first female jockey. And become after me, actually become have more and more female owner. So I find it very amazing. I think more important to me is Hong Kong Jockey Club is open a new page to let the ladies involve in this man world.
Cool. It's a nice feminist speech. And also, it's interesting that you said you want to be the first, no matter what. So it's really a jockey spirit.
I like challenge. And I kind of like a little bit of aggressive. I think when you need to be athletes, you need to challenge yourself.
Yeah.
Not only just reach your target. Even though you reach your target, you always ask yourself to be better and better.
Yeah.
And I think this is on spot. I mean, all the athletes, when you have a target to go, even though you arrive and you want to be more good. So
yeah.
All the time, we will do not only 100%. We do it more 100%. We put 120, 130. We try to reach to be better. I think this is... I come in the racing because I always want to be the first, you know?
For the jockey.
You want to have you have to be first to pass the winning post. Then you're good. When you only finish second and third or fourth, it's no good at all. Yes, that's why I think, aggressive to be the first.
Cool, very inspiring. And after your jockey career, and you still continue to be involved in many areas for Hong Kong Jockey Club. So can you tell us precisely or give us some example, what kind of activity are you involved for Hong Kong Jockey Club now?
Actually, because of COVID period time, not a lot of people can go to race course, have a lot of control. So actually the last 2 years, I not really do any job. But before that, since I'm 17 years old, I joined Hong Kong Jockey Club. And then I become a jockey when I'm 17. And 21 years old, even I'm married, I was still racing. On the 22 years old, I was sick. But during the time, I was... retire of my jockey career, and Jockey Club asked me to involve to be the racing commentator.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I become racing commentator. I was experienced in live racing commentator, TV commentator, and radio commentator. And then after following time, the same time, I also do a TV show for Hong Kong Jockey Club.
Yeah.
And also I do the presentation on the big races in Hong Kong to be the MC.
Yeah.
And after I do the advertising and on the Sasa racing days, or the Lady Purse Day. This day is a very, very important in Hong Kong racing on the history. Also, because my first winner is on this day in the history.
Wow.
So this is meaning a lot for me. So I'm very happy all the time when I do the Sasa Ladies Purse Racing Day to be join the party, join the event in live show.
You are truly a best ambassador for Hong Kong Jockey Club. And I know you also develop your expertise and interest in equestrian sports. Tell us more.
Yes, because I returned to Hong Kong on the 2016 because I'm divorced. So I have to start my new life here because my family is here. So I'm thinking my interest is always on writing. So my friend suggests me, hey, go to teach my kid. So and then I start and then start to have more people asking. And from 6 years ago, I start until now. So my student is like even the one they are moving away from Hong Kong or the one they go to overseas to study, always in the summertime they come back. Or any holiday they come back, they will ask me to coach them. So very happy to be the equestrian coaching because before I become a jockey, actually I riding 3 years on equestrian for show jumping. So for me, I am feeling very successful is when I teaching the kid from zero. The zero is meaning the kid is never right. Then 2, 3 years after my student, they become a champion, you know?
Yes, looks like very rewarding experience for you. After your successful jockey career, you became a very successful equestrian coach in Hong Kong. I'm really thrilled to talk to you today, and thank you very much for your time.
Welcome. Very happy to talk to you too.
Sherry is such an energetic and inspiring lady.
We need to empower more women in Chinese racing industry.
He for she, I mean.
Great. Well, that's all for today. It was fun to hang out with you.
You too. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
This podcast is co-hosted by Zoe King and Wen Li, powered by Wonder Horse, a business solution provider focusing on Chinese equine market and a bespoke equestrian community in China.